Parables of Hope, all is good. Today's daf is Bava Kama, daf Nun Beis. We are here in the bottom of Nun Aleph Amud Beis, about five lines down from the wide lines, right at the two dots. Avra Lava Rishon Vlokiseu. Again, if you remember, the Mishnah had mentioned that the two people own a pit, they own a boar. One guy passed by, didn't cover it. The second guy passed by, didn't cover it. So the second guy is going to be chayiv. So Gemara just asked a simple question. Rishon Me'imas Miftar. When is the first guy going to be putter? Meaning, at what scenario, what point, what is the cutoff point where the first guy walks by and the second guy gets there? Where do you draw the line, right, if the damage happened in between, let's say, for example? At what point are you going to draw the line? So Gemara says, Rabbi Yosef, Damar Tarvayu, Mishmei, the Rabbi Bar Rechana. They both say in the name of Rabbi Bar Rechana, Damar Mishmei, Rabbi Mani, in the name of Rabbi Mani, Chod Amar, one of them says that the Shita is that Misha Manicho Mishtamish. The guy leaves the first guy using it. Again, the understanding is that there's water in the pit. Lechora, right, they're both using it in some case, and then what we're saying over here is that basically the second guy is using it, he's having some sort of hishtamshus, and so once the second guy starts using it, so that's when the first guy is going to be off the hook. V'chadamar, one says, mishayimshur lo dalyo, when he gives the guy the cover, right, so that at that point, right, that's going to be, that shows that he's going to be, his turn to cover it, or his obligation, right, to cover it. Right? Now, Rashi seems to say that dalyo is a cover. A dali in Hebrew, right, is a pail. Right, it could very well be that that's talking about some sort of water. Pashtus is right. We're not necessarily talking about a case of water. Right, Pashtus is talking about any type of pit, which is probably why Rashi said that it's a cover. But okay, fine. That's just one small hara. So anyway, so the Gemara says ketanai. This is actually a machlokus tanaim. So hamad le mayim min abor. Again, this is the hemshech of the Gemara. Right, it seems to imply that it's talking about a deli. But all right, either way, hamad le mayim min abor. Ubachaver amar lo hanachli vaniyad le mayim. Guys, pulling up water from a pit, again from a well or whatever it is. The second guy comes and says, "Here, give me the pail, right? Give me the bucket, right? And I'll take some water." So kem shenicho mishtamish potter, right? As soon as the first guy sees the second guy's using it, so then right, the first guy can walk away and he's totally fine. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov omer, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, "Mishim shorlo dalyo." Right, this is already Pashas is right, definitely talking about a bucket. Or again, the Chora Rashi, I guess, could assume it's talking about a cover as well, right? Again, just if you're looking for that Rashi, it's about 10 or 12 lines up, right, in the skinny lines, right, dalyo, right, Rashi says, dalyo is kisui habor, right, to cover it up. Okay, fine, right, fine, you can check that out. So, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, mishim sar lo dalyo, when he gives it to him, right, when he gives him the cover at that point. So the Gemara says, maikam lefki, what's the machlokas? So Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, sabar yesh breira, it's a machlokas, whether you hold of breira. And again, the case is where two people own the pit and its contents, right? They own the boar and its contents. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds that there's something, that there is breira. Now, as we can point out, but we'll point that after the end of this, I guess we'll point that now. It's not real breira. It's just kind of like breira. We'll do that at the end of it. So Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says that there is a concept of breira. Again, breira usually we say is like retroactively we figure out what exactly was going on over here. And therefore, right, what do we say? Haimi the day come male, and the guy is filling up right his bucket with water, right? It's from his own water. Meaning again, you have water in the bottom of the bar, and it's owned by two people. So who owns which water? So Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says we're going to do breira, whichever, let's say Reuven, whatever water Reuven took out of the pit, right? That was his water. And when Shimon then took the water out of the pit, that was also his water. So the Chora, right? And the way we're understanding, or the Gemara's understanding over here, is that since this, there's no borrowing or switching of ownership over here, right? One guy picks up his water, the other guy picks up his water, right? Again, and therefore, since the ownership is not mixed, right, we're not going to necessarily say that you're going to have to watch over my stuff, right? That you're not going to, we're going to necessarily both watch over together. For Rabbanan, it's maybe become a little bit clearer when we explain the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan savri ein breira, the Rabbanan say there's no breira, meaning that whenever Reuven fills up water, right, he's Lechora borrowing some water, right? It's obvious some of Shimon's water is mixed in there, right? And Lechora, right, that, and therefore the reverse is true as well, right? Again, when Shimon kind of picks up the water He's taking some of Reuven's water. So the Chora, right, as soon as Reuven leaves, right, the second guy, right, has to make sure to watch over, right, the entire contents of the boar, because he's borrowing some water, and the Chora, the entirety, right, of the boar is his responsibility. As opposed to, right, if you say that there's Breira, right, so the Chora, again, there's, you know, everybody's taking up their own stuff, right? So the only at the point where the first guy gives the second guy the cover, right? At that point, we're going to say that he's literally passing over, right, the responsibility to watch over the jointly owned pit. Now the Rishonim ask, like, what do you mean Breira? Meaning, what do we mean Breira? We say that if that explanation kind of fell a little bit short, right, in your eyes, it could very well be that I didn't explain it well, but it also could be, because usually when we say Breira, there's a case, for example, might have even been in this Masechta, I don't remember, where we had a case where a guy wants to separate Trumas and Maisos on Shabbos, right, where there's Xerid the Rabbanan, you can't separate Trumas and Maisos on Shabbos. So he has a barrel of wine, and he says, right, that, this that I'm drinking, right, I'm going to separate Trumas and Maisos or whatever, and this that I'm drinking, right, is not part of the Trumas and Maisos. So we say that if you say Breira, we'll say retroactively, we'll have said, we'll have decided that, the wine that was left in the barrel, right, that was the Trumas and Maisos, and the wine that you drank was totally fine. Another case is in Erevin, right, we say we can set up Trum in both directions, right, and depending on, which Rav, right, we suggest that, the guy wants to go here, Shir, right, and we say Breira retroactively, right, the Trum is in the direction that he goes in, because retroactively, right, that's what he intended all along. But here is a little bit weird, because we're saying that, they own, right, again, you can say Breira about which water you took out, but they share ownership, right, they both, it's a joint ownership on the boar, right? How does that help, right? So again, so the Rishonim have various possibly interpretations. And the Chora, one approach is that Karna Belezman Yaakov, right, he says that basically each one of them is allowed to use it whenever they want, and Kol Chachamim, right, each guy is not allowed necessarily to use it whenever they want, right? They can use it once in a while, and therefore, like, whenever the other guy agrees to let them use it, obviously that could be any time, so then there's, in a sense, that, again, using the Gemara's Lashon, that he's kind of borrowing, right, the other guy's pit, because, he's using it with his permission. So therefore, going to Kohen Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, since the guy's allowed to use it on his own, so then he's chayiv, right, only for his portion, and the other guy is technically chayiv to guard and watch over his portion. But Kol Chachamim, right, since at some point, right, since they're borrowing from the other guy, right, they're going to be, whenever they're using the pit, there would be, chayiv entirely for the entire pit. Okay, fine, but that's, that's already probably a little bit more than Daf Yomi Limit should get into. Amar Avina, Ravina says, we actually have, this is the same Shita, right, they go according, they hold like themselves, right, like we like to say, and this is a similar Machlokas elsewhere. The Tan, this mission is in the Darim, Hashutfin Shinadru Hanav Zemiza. If two people own a Chatzer, right, and they took a nether not to have benefit from each other, right, and the case is, we'll see, the case is that it's impossible, right, for them to divide it down the middle, it's not big enough, right, so both of them own this Chatzer, right, they say it's Asur Be'anah, Asur in the Kanes the Chatzer, right, they're not allowed to go into the Chatzer, right, Belezman Yaakov Omer, Zenechnas Latoch Shalom, Zenechnas Latoch Shalom, right, no, so we say Breira, right, that this guy goes into his portion when he walks into it, and this guy goes into his portion, right, so, but Maikam, if he wants Machlokas, and that's what we said, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Sever Yesh Breira, right, Hai Delanafel Ayel, Vai Delanafshe Ayel, rather, Vai Delanafshe Ayel, right, this guy's going into his part of the Chatzar, right, we say Breira retroactively, must have been, this was his part, Rabbanan Sever Ein Breira, the Chachamim, right, in this case, told, there's no Breira, and therefore they would be, trespassing Lechora, and be violating the nether not to have benefit from anybody else. Om Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar says different case now. Hamocher bor lechavero kivin shemasher lo dalio kana. If a person sells a pit to somebody else, right, the second he gives him the cover, right, that's the kinyan. That's when the guy acquires it. The guy says, "Hey chidami, one second. What's the case? Right, you can only acquire what's it called? You can only acquire land." Right, and a pit, right, is definitely land, right, it's in the land, right, it's in the ground, right, through Kesef Shtar and Chazaka, right, those are the Kenyanim that are available. So what do you mean giving the guy a cover? What kind of Kenyan is that? Ibe Kaspa, if the guy gave him money, the Gemara says, like, Ibe Kaspa, so the Kesef can do the Kenyan. Ibe Chazaka, if he wants to be a Chazaka, so that he owns it, so Ibe Chazaka, let him do a Chazaka. So, meaning, who cares that he gave him gave him the cover, right? Lechora not bechal. Again, chazaka meaning that you use it, right? And you start using the property. So you're using the pit for so whatever. You fill it with water, whatever. So what is giving them the cover? So Gemara says, oh, in the chazaka, really, we're trying to do a kinyan chazaka. Well, boy, lememerle, really, what he's saying to him is, lech chazek ukni, go take this cover, right, and acquire, and like use the pit, and therefore, therefore it's yours. V'kimish marshal adalio, right, command amar le, lech chazek ukni dami, right, it's as if he just told them, right, to take this and go do kinyan and chazak. Amar Rabbi Shuvan Levi says, similarly, hamocher bayis lechavera, a person sells a house to his friend, v'kimish marshal lamavteach, Kana, right? Once he gives him the mafteach, right? Once he gives him the key, so then he has acquired it. So Gemara says again, hey, Chidami, what's the case? Right? Kesef shtar chazaka, right? Which kinyan are we doing? Iba kaspa, if he's going to give him money, so likni bikaspa, let's do kesef. Iba chazaka, if you're going to use a kinyan chazaka, so likni bikhazaka, let him just start using the house, right? Kinyan chazaka. So what's the key? So Gemara says, la'olam bikhazaka, again, same answer. Uboyle meimarle, lech chazeku kini. Since the guy could say, and you know, tell him, go do a chazaka and acquire it, so then, kemen shemoshle mafteach, right? Come on, damarle. Right, it's as if he did that. Fine, very good. Amar Shlagim Shim Rabbi Yanai. Hamocher Eidu L'Chaveru, a person sells a flock of sheep to a friend of his. Kevish Mashalo Mashkuchis. Again, once he gives him the Mashkuchis, which is we're going to figure out what that is in a second. Once he gives over the Mashkuchis, then Kana, he's acquired the sheep. So the Gemara says again, Hei Chidami, right? This is a little bit different because the Kinyanim by Metatalan are different. But even Mashicha, if he's going to pull it towards him, so then that should be Likni B'Mashicha. Let him do that. Even Masira, if he's going to give it over to him, handing over to him, I can hand you a wallet, I can hand you a watch or whatever. So, fine. So, the Likni B'Masira, right? You can, you know, they can give something over. That would be, So Rashi's saying in a situation where it's in the Rishus HaRabim, right, so that you can't do a Mashicha because that's only good in Rishus HaRabim, in Rishus HaYachatz. Okay, so this is a case where it's in Rishus HaRabim, fine. But either way, you can do those types of Kinyanim. What is giving him this Mashchuchis? It says lolam b'mashicha. Really, he's doing a kinyan mashicha, right? And v'boy lameimar lech meshoch ukani, right? Ukani, give him the mashalom mashkuches. Right, again, same answer. Kind of, you're going to do a kinyan mashicha, and since he gave him the mashkuches, so then command amar lech meshoch ukani. Dami, it's as if he went and said, "Go take it, right?" And do the kinyan that way. The Gemara says, "My mashkuches, what is that?" So hacha in Bavel, targumo karkashta. Right, they said it would be some sort of bell or whistle, right, that would kind of bring the sheep towards him and kind of influence where it goes. Rabbi Yaakov says, Iza, it's fascinating, it's a goat, the Azla Beresh Edla, right, instead of a shepherd, what's the shepherd dog? Dog, I don't know, whatever you call it. So apparently they had a goat that would do the same thing, right, that would go at the front of the flock of sheep, or the flock of goats, maybe, I don't know. Like some guy from the Galil said to Rav Chisda, Kad Rogiz Raya Al Ana, Avid Lenagoda Samuta, right, when the shepherd is angry with his sheep, meaning when the shepherd with a capital S, when a Kosh Baruch Hu is angry with his sheep, meaning us, Avid Lenogoda Samuta, right, he makes the leading goat blind, meaning he gives us bad leaders, right, to make bad decisions and kind of lead Bnei Yisrael, right, down the wrong path, Rachmana Litzlan. Okay, says the Mishnah. Now, again, back to the case of a boar with two owners. Kiso Rishon, right, the first guy, Reuven, covers the pit. Ubasheni, second guy comes, Shimon comes, Umatso Magula, and finds that it was uncovered. And Veloki so, and he doesn't cover it, so then obviously Shimon, the Sheni, is going to be Chayef. Kiso Karoi, let's say a person covered a pit, right? V'nafal toko shor o chamor v'meis, and somehow, right, the shor o chamor still fell in there, so obviously Potter is going to be Potter. Loki so Karoi, if he didn't, so then v'nafal toko shor o chamor v'meis, right? Chayef, obviously, right, then he's going to be Chayef in the case where something fell in. Nafal lefanov mikol Hakriya, if the animal fell forward because the guy was digging in the pit, and the animal was shocked by it and kind of fell forward, so then he's going to be Chayev. But La'achrav Mikol Hakriya Potter, right, if he fell backwards, then he's going to be Potter. Well, we'll see, I think, tomorrow, if I'm not mistaken, that's not, even if he fell regardless backwards, still going to be Potter. But again, the Mishnah says the case where he fell because of the noise. Navalatoko Shor V'Kela V'Nishtabru, right, let's say a shore fell in with Kalim. Right, and the kalim broke. Right, shor v'kela v'nikro, or a donkey. Right, chamor v'kela v'nikro, or the same thing with a donkey. Sechayv ala behema v'pater menak ala kalim, again because a boar is pater for kalim. Right, so you'd be chayv for the animal and pater for kalim. Right, nafal atocha shor chayr shod v'katan. let's say the shor is a little bit out of it. It's either cheresh, it was blind, or it's deaf, I'm sorry, or it's a shorta, it's a crazy shor, or a katan, or it's like, you know, a little calf who doesn't really have any das or whatever. So chayev, in that case, you're going to be chayev because again, it's not able to avoid it. And then when you're digging a pit, Rishus HaRabim, the animal's not able to avoid it, so that's your problem, you're going to be chayev. But if it had some sort of ability to avoid the pit, if Ben Obas, now if it's talking about, this is talking about human, right, so then Evru Ama, or some sort of slave, or some sort of Ama Ivria, or Ama, I guess Canaan is also, right, so then Potter, right, you're going to be Potter, right, because again, they could have avoided it, right, again, it's not necessarily chayev. And then Rashi points out that the Gemara is going to darshan out that shor v'lo adam, that you pay for an ox, which is property and not a person. The chiddush of the Mishnah is that even though right an eved is technically property, right, the chiddush that was okay. We'll see. We'll get to that in the Gemara. Not today, if I'm not mistaken. Okay. Gemara says Rishon Amos ad Amos Miftar. Again, the first case, right? If you remember, right, the guy covered it, and the second guy walked by and saw it was uncovered, right, and didn't do anything. So at one point, right, when is the first guy? What is the cutoff point where the first guy is still going to be potter? So Gemara says Amar Rav Kedei Sheyeda. Right, as long as enough time for him to know or for him to find to realize, right, that the pit wasn't covered, meaning that he passed by and saw it again. Amar Shmuel says no, but Kedei Sheyoda Yehu. Enough time for people to tell him, hey, by the way, right, I know you. Again, he didn't see it. He saw it was covered, but for people to be knocking on his door and be like, oh, by the way, you know, you left your board uncovered. You left your car. You know, your car's lights are on, right? Your board is uncovered. For Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says, third sheet of Bekadeshu Yehu v'Yiskor Polim v'Yichur Zarazim v'Chasena. Right, much more time. Right, they should tell him that something's wrong, and then he should get workers, and they should cut down wood, and right, make a whole new cover. Right, so that's already obviously much more time because of the chora. Again, he needs time. Like, you don't just have pit covers lying around. You may have to actually make one yourself. Fine. Kiso koroi v'nafal l'tako shor v'chamor mace, right? If you cover properly, obviously you're going to be potter. Kevin shikiso koroi hechi nafal. The Gemara says just technically how in the world did the animal get in there if you covered it with a proper cover. So I'm Rabbi Yitzchak bar Aruchana. I show hitla mitocho. The case is, and we're going to use this a couple times in Amar Beis, right? The case is where it became hitlia, where there were worms inside of it, right? So it obviously got eaten away, termites or whatever it is, right? So then, yes, there was a cover on it, but it couldn't support enough weight. Right, and then the animal fell in. Right, he put on a cover that could handle the weight of an ox. But it couldn't handle the weight of a camel. Apparently, camels are heavier than oxen. Fine. So what happens? The camel walked by and kind of stepped all over it and broke it and didn't destroy it completely, but it made it weaker. Right? And then the ox walks on top of it and falls in, meaning that originally it should have helped to keep the ox out, but it didn't. So Gemara says, "My, do you have to pay or not? Are you chayv?" So Amrish, they said, "Hey, dami, what in the world, right, is the case? Right? Are there, as you might imagine, right? Should this guy have had to look out for camels or not? Right? If camels always walk through, right? This is like the modern day equivalent of people say, oh, wow, the Gemara always talks about cows and oxen and camels, totally not relevant. Well, the same Shiloh would be for cars and trucks, let's say, for example. That's just the modern day equivalent. But okay, either way, if if camels are all walking by there, if there are trucks on the highway, yeah, so then Boshehu, he's negligent, because obviously there are camels walking by. Why? You can't just make a cover that's good for oxen if you're going to have camels walking all over it. So if the trucks are not allowed to be on the road, if it's a parkway, let's say, he's honest. What is he? How truck wandered its way onto the parkway. Campbell somehow ended up on the street, right, and broke his cover. So that's an honest. He's not chayv for that. The case is where the camels come once in a while. Do we say that since camels come once in a while, he's a poshaya, he's negligent, because he should have realized that sometimes there are camels here. Oh, Dilmar, maybe he gave it to Hashem. It's like a honesu. But maybe now, since there are no camels right now, right, and he put a proper cover on, so maybe he is in honesu. Squash says, Tashma, right, bring a couple of proofs. Kisel Karaya, right, our Mishnah. If you covered it properly, right? You put a proper cover on, an animal fell in, and he's potter. Hey, what's the case there? Right, if you tell me it's fit, the shvarim for oxen, the karoy the gemalim, and camels as well, so hey, right? How in the world could the guy come in? Could the animal fall in? Now, the Gemara here is assuming, right before we get to the answer, that it was, as we said before, that it was eaten away by worms, right? The Gemara is obviously not assuming that right now. So the Gemara says, right, so El-Lav, it must be Karoy the Shvarim, it was a good cover for oxen, right? V'lo Karoy the Gemalim, but it wasn't good for camels. V'jichichi Gemalim, and the Gemara says, if camels are usually there, so am I a potter? Why would you be potter? Poshayahu, he's a poshaya, he's a negligent. So El-Lav, lav shchichi Gemalim, peshita, onesu. Right, and if camels are not around, if camels do not walk through, so obviously that's an onus. So the Gemara says, I love that. So in the Prakim, it must be that they come once in a while. V'azu Gemal and V'arua, and the camels came and messed up the cover. V'azu Shvarim v'naflu bav katani potter. And then an ox fell in, and we see that you're potter. Right? Alma, apparently, what do you see? Came to hash the leka onosu. And since now, right, there are no camels around, he's considered to be an onos. So Gemara says, no, that's not the case. V'olim karoi, v'shvarim karoi, v'gemalim, really the case is you made a proper cover. Both for oxen, both for camels. And you say, aye, had they fall in, like we said, I'm Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Rechana, right? Kishe hitliya mitocho, right? It got eaten away by the bugs in the inside, and therefore, it's not going to be chayev. That's a case of onus. Tashma, I'll bring you another proof. Again, another part of the next part of the Mishnah. Lo kiso karoi, if he didn't cover properly, nafol tocho shor chomoro meis chayev, right? You're going to be chayev in a case where you didn't cover it. Gemara says again, hechidami, what's the case in the Mishnah that they have to tell me that if you didn't cover properly, you're going to be chayev, obviously. If you made a cover that's not good for any animal, so obviously you're going to be chayev. You don't have to tell me you're going to be chayev. Elav, it must be rather karoy the shvarim v'ro karoy the gemalim. Then it's our case where he made it properly for oxen, not properly for camels. And heichidami, what's that case? Either shlichi gemalim poshehu. If camels are around, then he's poshe. He's negligent. Vidlush shlichi gemalim onusu. And if camels are not around, he's an onus. Elav, it must be our case. So in the prakim, the camels come once in a while. Vasu gemalim v'aruhu. The camels came and messed it up. Vasu shvarim v'naflubo. And the shore fell in. V'katani chayif. And we see apparently you're chayif. Alma, apparently, what do you see? Kaven desa in the prakim poshehu. Right, deeper le sugei daite. Right, since they come once in a while, right, he should have realized, and therefore he's chayif. So Gemara says, no, leolam karoi, the shvarim v'lo karoi, the gemalim ushchichi gemalim. Really, the case is camels do walk around. Camels are common. The kakashel chaposhehu isn't obvious that he's negligent. So Gemara says, yeah. Just I did the nasiv reisha kisel karoi nasiv seva nami lo karoi lo kisel karoi. Right, just lines up the lashon like the reisha. Since the reisha had to teach us a chiddush, right, that he covered it properly. So we're just gonna have a parallel case where he didn't cover it properly. But ain chanami, right, it's definitely obvious that he would be chayiv in the case where camels are around and he didn't make a cover that could handle the camels. Igadami, some people say, right, that it is a different case. That Hanami, Vadi Lo Yibayla. Now, that wasn't even a Shaila. I mean, you don't, obviously, the Kaven does, sorry, the Prakim Poshehu, that obviously, in a case where the camels come once in a while, we're not sure, that's, meaning that was our Shaila beforehand. Now we're understanding that that's not a Shaila at all. If a camels show up once in a while on this road, you better get a cover, right, that can handle camels. And therefore, if you don't, you're Poshea. You're negligent. The boilele is suge daite. We should have realized. So therefore, ki boilan, the shaila was like this. Right? Hachi hu di boilan was like this. Kiso karoi she yocholamo b'fnei shvarim v'enu yocholamo b'fnei gemalim. You put on a proper cover that can take care of oxen but not camels. Mushchichi gemalim, and the camels come all the time. And then, forget the camels, they didn't show up, but hitzliya mitocho. Then we had a case, like we said before, that the cover got eaten away by the bugs, by the worms. So Mao, in that case, what's the din? Mi amrinan, do we say, migud havi poshea etzel gemalim, havi poshea namilin atla? Do we say that since originally he started out as poshea, right, and didn't put a proper cover, because camels could walk by and damage this thing, so we're going to say you're also a poshea, since, right, the worm kind of ate it up, right? Odilmar, maybe lo amrin amigo, maybe we don't say this. Now, Tosfos is a very good question, and as you can tell, he writes about it at length. He says, why don't we say, right, that the Kaz of Dov, if you remember, we had a Kaz of Dov, Tchilaso b'pshia v'sofo b'ones, that if you start out with something with a poshea, that you're negligent in something, and in the end there's some sort of ones, right, so then you're going to be chayv. So Tosfos says, just to give it one part of the top part of the Tosfos, that basically that is only true that one, if because of the pshia the ones happened, right? If the pshia and the ones are connected somehow, but here in our case, again, what did he do? The pshia has nothing to do with the ones. The pshia, the negligence, is that he put a cover that couldn't handle camels, and what happened? It got eaten by worms. Well, those are not shaykh. Those are not relevant, right? So we're not going to say tchilaso b'pshia v'sofa b'ones, right? In the case, right? In our case over here, because the two things are not related to each other whatsoever. So again, back to our shaila. Again, in the case where the guy was posheya, right, for gemalim, he didn't put a proper cover, but then it got eaten. What do we say? Do we say that he's chayev or not? So tashma, we're going to have a couple of proofs. And then we'll finally actually get an answer by the two dots at the end. So Tashma, I'll bring a proof from our Mishnah. Kisal karoi v'nafel l'tocho shor chomoro meis potter. If you put a proper cover on and the guy, animal falls in, your potter. V'tmar lo, who said, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Baruch Hanav b'sheit liya mitocho. In the case, we said the case is where the worms ate up the cover. And the Gemara says, hey chidami. Again, what's the possible case? Yidlema karoi l'shvayim l'karoi l'gemolim. If you tell me there was a proper cover both for oxes and that and for camels, vitzli mitocho, and then it got eaten, well, pshita the potter, obviously. My davele lemevet. What was he supposed to do? Well, obviously, you're going to be potter. What was he supposed to do? It's complete onus. Elava must be, rather, korei l'shvarim v'lo korei l'gemolim. We have a shchichi gemolim. It must be a case where it's roi l'shvarim. Meaning it is roi l'shvarim. It was a good cover for oxen, not good cover for camels. Camels do walk by, but vitzli mitocho is our case, and the worms ate it out. Vikatani potter, and the Mishnah says that you potter. Salma, what do you see? Lower min amigo to have poshelin in gemal, have poshelin in tefila hatla. We don't say that since you're poshea for the camels, he's also poshea for the worms. The Gemara says, well, no, not really. That doesn't have to be the case in the Mishnah. Lo olam, really, the case is karoi l'gemalim karoi l'shvarim. Right, that really it was a proper cover for both camels and oxen. And vitli mitocho and the bugs ate it. And the whole problem, why don't we want to say that originally? It's because we were saying, what was that guy supposed to do? It's a complete onus. So my entertainment, you might have thought, the guy's got to go and check it from time to time, right? He has a pit in Rishus Ravim. Yes, you put a good cover on it, but how do you know the cover's going to last? Right, he should have had to go back and forth, right, and kind of stamp on it a little bit to make sure that it's fine. It's Kamash Malon that he does not have to do that. Tashma, another proof. Try to bring another proof. Again, from our Mishnah. And the Gemara basically staying within the discussion of our Mishnah. Loki soy karoi benafel dogo shor chomor meis chayef. The guy did not cover it properly, and something fell in and it died, he's going to be chayef. So the Gemara says again, hechidami, what's the case? Elim lo karoi shorim lo karoi legamalim. If it's not a proper cover for oxen or for camels, so tzrich amin with the chayef, obviously he's going to be chayef. Allah rather must be karoi shorim lo karoi legamalim. Again, our case, where it was fit for oxen, not fit for camels, ve'ishchich legamalim, and if camels walk by, posheyahu, ve'ishchich legamalim anasu. And if camels walk by, it's going to be poshea. And if camels don't come by, it's complete onus. Alava must be shchichi gemalim vitli mitocho. Our case must be where the camels do walk by, but it became eaten by the animals, by the animals, by the bugs or by the worms. Vekatani chayev. The Mishnah says you chayev. Ama we see amrinan migo. We do say migo to have a poshelin and gemalim have a poshelin and atla. That since you were poshea for the camels, you're also going to be considered poshea for the worms. The Gemara says no. Amri lo, no, that's not our case. It could be olam karoy the shvarim velo karoy the gemalim, right? It was shchichi gemalim. It could be a case where it was fit for oxen, not fit for camels, and camels walk by. The asu gemalim v'arov asu shvarim v'naflube. And it could be the case where the camels walk past, messed up the cover, and then the oxen fell in. Right? The kakashalam shidu b'shayahu. Isn't that obvious though? Right? That why do you have to teach me that? This Gemara says, yeah, in a chenami, like we said before, I did nasiv reisha kiso karoy nasiv seifanami lo kiso. Right? Again, just a parallel to lashon of the Mishnah, but in a chenami, there's no real chiddush right in that case. Tashma, finally a final proof, and this will do it. Nafal toch oshor cherishot v'katan sumo mahalach b'layla. This is a brisa, and it has a couple of other examples in addition to the examples we had in our Mishnah. Right? If an ox was either cherish, deaf, shota, a little crazy, katan, it was young, suma, it was blind, or mahalach b'layla, was walking at night, so then chayef, then you're going to be chayef. Obviously, that's the brisa says you're going to be chayef in that case. We'll have to see what the case is. Pikeach, but the shore was healthy, right? V'mahalach b'yom, and it was walking during the day, Potter. He's going to be Potter again, because the Chora, as Rashi says, the ox should have walked around, right, and seen that there was a boar there. So Gemara says, "Val Mai, why would you be Potter? Name it Havin Pasher Lenin Chirish Havin Ami Pasher Lenin Bikeach. Why don't we say Migo, right? Since he was Poshea for the Chirish, for the, you know, the messed up shore and all those examples, he should also be a Poshea for a healthy shore. Allah Shmamina Lo Amina Migo. Apparently, we see we don't say Migo, and sure enough, Shmamina, this does right tell me." Excuse me, sorry to finish with a flurry over there. But since we don't say Migo, right, since that he was Poshea for the Cherish, he's also going to be Poshea for the healthy shore, and therefore we're not going to say Poshea in our case of camels or worms as well. Tov, okay, we're going to end off here, and we'll wish you a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this. Maybe we hear Besoros Tavos and Bezokha for Yeshua, for Am Yisrael. Amen, Kenny Rotson.